on the symptoms of phlegm and the cause of sudden death. But this was a sad and strangely fitting end to a most remarkable man.
That was James Montgomery, and the essay is now available as a free download on the Radio 3 website.
As part of a week of programmes on Radio 3 for the Richard Wagner bicentenary, the Sunday feature explores possibly the single most controversial place in classical music, the Festspielhaus at Bayreuth, the theatre that Wagner built for the performance of his operas in 1876. It's a place whose history reveals how Germany formed itself as a nation and how it reformed itself after the First and Second World Wars. And what's happened inside, on stage, in the productions of Wagner's operas is similarly revolutionary. I'm Tom Service, and for Radio 3, I'll be exploring this place of Wagner's dreams made real. Join me for this week's Radio 3 Sunday feature, starting at 6:45.
This is BBC Radio 3, broadcasting between 90 and 93 FM, digital radio and online. Time now for Nick Luscombe to bring you tonight's edition of Late Junction.
Through Harlem, through jails and gospel pews, through the class on Park and the trash on Vine, through Europe and the deep, deep heart of Dixie Blue, through savage progress cuts the jungle line. Paints a jungle flower behind her ear. Those cannibals of shuck and jive, they'll eat a working girl like her alive. With his hard-edged eyes and his steady hand, paints the cellar full of ferns and orchid vines, and he hangs a moon above a five-piece band. He hangs it up above the jungle line. The jungle line. Ritual of sound and time, floating, drifting on the air-conditioned wind, and drooling for a taste of something smuggled in. Pretty women funnel through valves and smoke, coy and bitchy, wild and fine, and charging elephants and chanting slaving boats, charging, chanting down the jungle line. There's a poppy wreath on a soldier's tomb. There's a snake in the dressing room. Poppy poison, poppy tourniquet, it slithers away on brass like mouthpiece spit. And metal skin and ivory birds, go steaming up to Rousseau's vines. They go steaming up to Brooklyn Bridge. Steaming, steaming, steaming up the jungle line.
That's from Joni Mitchell's 1975 Hissing of Summer Lawns album, featuring Burundi drums, samples and electronics on that track, The Jungle Line. A real statement track, I think, following the commercial success of a previous album, Caught and Spark. And welcome to Late Junction with me, Nick Luscombe. Coming up tonight, music from Philip Glass. We've got some Harold Budd together with the Cocteau Twins. A new track from Denmark's Agnes Obel, plus some epic symphonic prog rock from Deep Purple. And before that, Russian-born, Jerusalem-based producer Vlad Shusterman, otherwise known as Ghostbike, with this, Up in a Room, Just Sleeping.
Thank you. Thank you. was he fool? Light up was a morning, said the coins are rain, melting to the school. Soon 10 years, I was sitting on my grave stone. His testing just ran over my coat, his little care every as he blew on pipe, like the calm ocean. Said you know, I know, it's I know the scene. These few days I see my words are meaningless. I've tested the strength of your patience, and I won't escape with you. May not take your time, break the tide on how it kills. So farewell, rehearse us quite easy. So farewell to all of the world tonight. So farewell, the wind is staying down, and you know everything as he flew. Light up was a morning, said the coins are rain, melting to the school. Soon 10 years, I was sitting on my gravestone, and still I am waiting. So farewell to all of the world tonight. So farewell, the wind is weighing down, and you know everything as he flew. Light up was a mountain, said arms are rain, melting to the school. Soon 10 years, I was sitting on my gravestone, stopped and still I am waiting, still I am waiting, still I am waiting, still I am waiting.
Japanese percussionist Asa Chang from Tokyo Ska Paradise Orchestra and his band Junrei with that track. Xylophone also played you music from Urna, known as the Magical Voice of Mongolia, taken from an album called Portrait, recorded with the Polish group Karaoke. And Alma Reina next, who make music that fuses kind of Eastern Arabic and Andalusian Gypsy Flamenco, from an album released earlier this year called Banjara on the Italian Anima Mundi label. Compa Moro Tangos. Well, that's music that came about following the meeting of American bass player Bruce Henry and Britain's most notorious fugitive at the time, Ronnie Biggs, in Rio back in 1974. Henry gathered together some talented local musicians with the idea of writing a soundtrack to Biggs's life, just in case it was ever made into a film. Well, the film never happened, but the soundtrack did. Ronnie didn't actually sing on it, although he's credited as inspiration and storyteller. That track, New Dawn. Well, time for tonight's prog rock track, the musical theme during my 2 weeks here on Late Junction, and the epic pairing of the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by Malcolm Arnold, and Deep Purple. The concerto for group and orchestra was composed by Deep Purple keyboard player John Lord, with lyrics written and performed by Ian Gillan. And here's the full 20 minutes of the second movement, Andante. So there you go, Deep Purple and the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra recorded at the Royal Albert Hall, the first ever combination of rock music and a complete orchestra from 24th of September 1969. Love to hear from you if you're at that show. Also, please keep your suggestions coming in for more prog rock tracks for the rest of the shows this week and next week. Philip Glasnow, from his opera Einstein on the Beach, directed by theatrical producer Robert Wilson. It premiered in 1976 at the Avignon Festival in France, and it's Glass's first and longest opera score, taking pretty much 5 hours in full performance without intermission. This is Bed Prelude.
Thank you.
Ooze Out and Away One How from The Moon and the Melodies, a one-off collaboration between the Scottish group Cocteau Twins and the American composer Harold Budd, released by 4AD back in 1986, and now on a new collection of Budd's work, Wind in Lonely Fences. And before that, a new Christmas composition by David Bednall called Shepherds Rejoice, performed by the choir of the Queen's College, Oxford, directed by Owen Rees. Now, next up, here's a track from Ennio Morricone's score to the 1971 Italian movie Cold Eyes of Fear, featuring the legendary Gruppo di Improvisazione Nuova Consonanza on a really exciting and full-on psychedelic jazz improv trip. This is Seguita. the sound of Evelyn Glennie together with Jukka Pekka Saraista, and the Scottish Chamber Orchestra with Gaudi Gaudi from Veni Veni Emmanuel, composed by James McMillan. And before that, Ennio Morricone's really little heard Saguita. And by the way, track lists from the programme will be available on the Late Junction page of the BBC Radio 3 website. New music from the godmother of Japanese electronica now, and she's also a self-styled Martian. Kope is her name, together with Hilotoshi. This is Hadley's Waltz.
Blue man, mushrooms, Hadley, waltz, ibis, red. Oh, what a night
Anja Sobel from Denmark, Dorian from a latest album, Aventine. Live dates lined up here in the UK for next year. Now, back in October, Damon Albarn visited Mali with a variety of musicians, including Brian Eno, Yeah Yeah Yeah's Nick Zinner, members of Metronomy, Django Django and Holy Other, to collaborate with Malian musicians. And it's an extension of Albarn's Africa Express project from last year. And the result is a new album called Maison des Jeunes. The album launch takes place on December the 9th at London's Oval Space, which will also feature the UK premiere of the documentary on the 2012 Africa Express train tour. Here's Gambare featuring Kenku Koyate with Yamore.
Thank you. de mi amor en beni me fía el ene ara vinila tumet
cheri ne viveo ne viveo cuite
cuite de mi amor en beni me fía el ene ara vinila tumet
cheri ne viveo ne viveo ne viveo cuite
Amore from Kanku Koyate and Gambare. And many thanks for listening to me here on 8 Junction. I'll be back again tomorrow. I'll leave you with this, explained as Explorations in Imagined World Musics, Past, Present and Future, from one of Ireland's premier electronic music pioneers, Roger Doyle, the thousand-year-old boy.
This is BBC Radio 3. You're listening to Through the Night with me, Katrina Young. And we're off to take the waters for the next couple of hours with a visit to the spa town of Dusznicki Zdrój in southwest Poland. It's not, of course, the cure we're after, as far as we're concerned. Its main claim to fame is the International Chopin Festival it hosts there every year. I'm playing a recital tonight from the 2012 event given by the Russian pianist Denis Kozushin. Not surprisingly, plenty of Russian music in his programme, Prokofiev, Rachmaninoff and Tchaikovsky coming up later. But he began with César Franck and a work, according to one critic, among the keyboard repertoire's toughest challenges, the prelude, chorale and fugue.
Thank you.